hiphopsyndicate.com. Your one stop for all your unhealthy obsessions. Breaking news and in-depth reviews on all of your favorite movies, music, TV shows, podcasts, comics, books. Popsyndicate.com.
Misinformation Podcast. Your weekly dose of humor, insight, comic books, movies, and the most dangerous haiku on the planet. Misinformation Podcast features stand-up comic Zach, poetry bad boy Weller, couch man Adam,
and the ultimate fanboy Eric.
Cram it in your iPod at iTunes, misinformation.podbean.com, and the forums of quickstopentertainment.com. See them at myspace.com/misinformationpodcast and talk to them at misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. Misinformation Podcast. It's steroids for your iPod.
Press people button. No bad chat come face me with some. Like how me have 22 in a me something. Then I feel so forget the next 1,000 fool. Press trigger me no press people button. No bad chat come face me with some. Like how me have 22 in a me something. Then I feel so forget the next 1,000 fool. Anytime you ready pull now we see start war. See who does it spread it out from the
style
guy.
Is the bomb, diggy bomb, di dang, di dang, diggy diggy.
Welcome to episode 39 of Misinformation Podcast. I'm Zach.
I'm Weller.
And I'm finally here.
Congratulations, you've found out the way to my house again.
I'm busy.
You're not nearly as busy as you'd like everybody to think you are.
You know me, I just do what I'm told.
It's true, you do. How is Carrie?
Outstanding.
That's fantastic. Fan-freaking-tastic. This is our post-Christmas extravaganza, as the first show was, the last week's show was indeed our Christmas extravaganza. How'd it go?
Outstanding. I had a great Christmas.
Did you?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, absolutely. Weller?
Quite good. I'm very pleased.
Yes, I was actually very pleased, yes.
You know how good of a Christmas I had?
I bet you're going to show us.
That good of a Christmas. I have the coolest fiance in the world. I got a lightsaber. It's true.
It is true. It's right in front of my face.
Yeah, he's been shoving it in everybody's face.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's geek chic. That's what that is right there. And I can actually say ladies and gentlemen because I'm pretty sure that we actually have female listeners.
Wrong.
No, I think we have them.
As in more than one?
As in at least two.
That's better than one.
Schizophrenic?
It's just the same one. She thinks she's two. Hey, speaking of female listeners, did you hear anything from that dude at work?
No.
Okay, just checking. Have you seen him?
No, we work totally opposite schedules, so when I don't work, he works. So I really never
see him. So far nothing yet?
No, I do plan on calling him soon, though.
And just making sure.
Yeah. Just make sure that we're still friends.
You didn't listen to last week's show, did you?
I've been busy.
You fucking homer. God damn it.
That was a marathon episode, though. I don't blame him for not listening.
It was fucking 2 hours long. 2 hours and some change.
Did you hurt somebody's feelings?
I was cool.
No.
Somebody across the table was a little upset.
My feelings were hurt.
You get upset about the dumbest shit.
No. Hear me out. Weller got a Christmas card, okay? He got a Christmas card from a husband and wife team that he knows. And in the Christmas card, it said, you know, like, Merry Christmas, fa-ra-ra-ra, and all this shit. And then it says that she wanted to kick me because I was offensive. But the only episode she had listened to – I got spit on myself. The only episode she had listened to – and keep in mind, she's calling me the offensive one. The only episode she's listened to is Gypsy Cabbage. What kind of happy horse shit is that?
Well, that's because she probably thinks that's a sweet gesture.
I meant
a gypsy cabbage is a sweet gesture.
It's not true romance, but it's right when below.
It's a thought that counts, I guess.
Oh, buddy, there's
the
nothing. Learned. No, there's no romance in that. That's just fucking dirty sweat.
But you are offensive. We've had this discussion before.
I agree that I am offensive, but there's no fucking way that in that episode, out of the two of us, I was the offensive one.
You're very abrasive.
I'm lovingly curmudgeonly. I think Weller finally just shut off his phone.
Yeah, I better turn off my phone.
I did listen to this last week's Cabin Fever. It was their episode 50, and it was kind of refreshing to hear the phone call, like the voicemail they left me. But to hear it clear from their perspective.
Yeah.
So it doesn't... dickhead.
Well, one of them was definitely very clearly, fag. I'm like, God damn it. And then their buddy Bruce called me a cunt.
Was it cunt or cunt?
I believe it was cunt. I think he's Scottish. I believe.
Outstanding.
Or he's Irish. I can never tell.
There me. Again, you're very abrasive.
I'm a little abrasive.
Argumentative, perhaps?
I have been voted... On the quickstopentertainment.com, the most argumentative poster. And I started an argument the other day, and this one guy's like, hey, careful, Z was just voted most argumentative. I said, that just means I do it a lot. It doesn't mean I'm the best at it. That's, you know. Yeah. So you heard our sounder again at the beginning. For those of you who may have missed it the last time, we are now proudly sponsored by popsyndicate.com. Check it out.
That we certainly are.
Yes, it's a fantastic site. I like it because they have a lot of in-depth comic book stuff on the site.
Really?
Weller doesn't care.
I've only been to the forums, and by forums I mean our forum, in which we are rapidly picking up new posters. And by rapidly picking up new posters, I mean I think we have one more new one.
By rapidly, you mean Canadian Ryan.
I didn't even realize that this had happened.
This is pretty new.
That's because somebody doesn't fucking leave their house during the holiday season. They picked us up. Everything's going great so far. The big announcement hasn't been made on the site yet. I think Stefan's like, maybe if I wait long enough, they'll fuck up bad enough I won't have to put them on the front page.
He's probably right.
I've been listening to a few podcasts over there. So far, nothing has really tickled my fancy, except for one called Chicken Pop Pod. And it's they basically just talk about the episode that I heard was their episode of lists, and they talked about like He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers, and a bunch of other stuff. And they did it without cursing and still sounded very friendly and fun to be around.
So professional children.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, without all the fucks, shits, cunts, and pussies that we use.
So basically we're going to be the,
bastard
stepchild of
PopSyndicate.com. We're the dirty uncles.
We're sloth.
Oh, God. If anybody dropped me on my head, it'd crack pavement.
Yeah, but they just chained us in the basement, trying to forget about us.
Hey, as long as they keep feeding me Baby Ruth. What you got there, Weller?
This is hot apple pie. And by hot apple pie, I don't mean the dessert. I mean the drink.
Really?
It looks good.
It is a gallon of apple cider with a gallon of apple juice, boiled with cinnamon sticks and a little bit of sugar. Let it cool and pour in an entire bottle of Everclear.
Okay, now I'm not good with the maths, but if there's 2 gallons...
It did boil, so maybe some of it
went
away.
So does it boil some off or something?
Because no, it just kills cider.
But I'm looking right there, and that is definitely not 4 gallons.
This is just like half
a
batch.
This made like, I think... 8 bottles this size.
Oh, okay. So that's just like a travel
buddy.
This
was my slice of the batch that my brother made. So
really?
I haven't tried it yet.
Are we going to do this?
Oh, well, of course.
Let's do a little taste test to borrow from Cabin Fever. Fitzy was voted funniest poster. I don't even think I was even in the running for that.
Well, really, you can't hold the man's jock.
No, that's true. It's a large jock. He's home with the family right now, so I talk to him quite a bit online. And so he was up till, I was up online till about 3 a.m, and that fucking motherfucker was up too. It was 7 there. Well, I hope we like it because is this like is it a shot or is it a sipping drink or what
this is
it?
It's a sipping drink.
So this is not one of those drink as fast.
And
as
my
can?
Mom actually, mom does not drink at all, and she loves this stuff. So I don't really notice the Everclear.
I'd like to see Mrs. Weller fucking just hammered sometime.
I bet it'd be enlightening.
Now, this batch I haven't tried yet, but...
So you're telling us this could suck?
Oh, no, that's what it tastes like.
Oh, okay, hold on. It smells
like apple,
it smells
it tastes like apple
really
juice
good.
With a little bit of cinnamon.
That
you cannot taste the Everclear.
Fucking standing.
Hold on, I'm going through the whole fucking gambit here, okay? We got the smell. It smells a lot like
apple pie, maybe?
Yeah, yes. But the strange part is that you can almost even smell the crust, and I don't know where that's coming from.
Your fingers.
You're an asshole.
It's only a rash.
That is fantastic.
Isn't that awesome?
I could see how people would get fucked up. Why'd you only bring one bottle?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, there's more at my mom's house.
But your mom's house isn't here.
Road trip.
Oh, there I can bring more. Like, you can make one. This is really easy to make. Like,
Cheryl.
I'm thirsty. Mrs. Weller.
Can we come in and have some?
I'm already drunk. You're not Mrs. Weller anymore. You're Cheryl.
You know what? She'll be like, come on in. We got some OJ, some pink stuff, some purple stuff, some sunny D. And some apple pie.
That's smooth.
You cannot taste the Everclear. But oh, that's, I'm trusting fucking, after like two or three of these, you're fucked.
Oh, well, I won't be able to find out. There's not enough for us to have two or three. But hey, I will say in your... Damn, I can't talk about that. Never mind. Curses. See, and I learned my
after
lesson.
Air, yes.
Yes, I learned my lesson last week because we had to edit it back out after I said it. So
I brought Zach a gift.
Yeah,
I'll say it that way.
It was funny because this is the most obvious edit we've ever done. We've gotten away with edits before, and in this case, it was
there was no way to
doll,
no fucking, way to cover it up.
I was like, hey, did you bring the? And we're back. Never mind. Never mind. God, that is fantastic. Where do you buy a cinnamon stick at?
Spice Isle.
Oh, luckily it's not the potpourri aisle.
First
oh,
one ahead, I'm sorry. The stick was just probably 8 inches long, but this was evidently all you can get in Waterloo.
Oh, really? I think our buddy Jeff Chase makes this stuff, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I do remember the last time I drank this stuff, I wound up wearing a luchador mask trying to catch steel-tipped darts out of the air.
That's right. I do
that
remember. I was there.
That does not surprise me.
I caught them. I caught two. Not the way you wanted to catch darts. I caught one right in the palm of my hand and one right in my ass.
Oh, who was all over there? There's a shit ton of us over there.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I had some chick with me that wasn't my fiance. But it was like 3 years ago. So
it was a long
time
ago.
Yeah, it makes it okay.
I got a ride home.
So did I. So did I.
My ride did not end like yours. If I remember correctly, mine ended with me on the couch.
Going.
No. Have we discussed the if somebody tells you to pull over?
Yes, we've discussed it several times. Thank you for pointing out my inadequacies yet again.
Just making sure.
Yeah, thanks. We started to talk about Christmas. What was your favorite gift, Weller, of all your gifts?
My favorite gift would be I got the complete first season of Flight of the Conchords, which I hadn't seen a single episode of, but totally fell in love, watched the whole thing in one day, and laughed my ass off the entire time.
Who'd you get that from?
My sister.
Really? She just got
Luis,
it for
you? Thanks for the hookup. She sent me a little clip of like David Bowie. There's a little segment on one episode. There's a segment of David Bowie.
That's good.
Thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Ended up. Sarah had watched it, which my other friend said that it's great, so I ended up asking for it.
You say it like, we're the one friend, and she's your
other friend,
and that's it.
Another friend.
Yeah, there you go. That's better. It helps you save face a little bit, brother.
Other works better, because she's a little different, I guess.
I could vouch for that.
I have more than that many friends, but yeah, I just referred to her as other.
This is the best
You've fallen in love, haven't you?
This is the best drink I've ever had
in
my life.
Next year for the Christmas extravaganza, when I say, hey, let's have rum and eggnog, punch me in the fucking face and bring
really
some of this
enjoyed
stuff.
That eggnog.
Really?
Did you?
Yeah.
I love eggnog.
Yeah, that was good. I was very surprised.
I've never had it with rum,
though. My stomach got real bloated towards the end of the show. Of
I
course,
couldn't drink
was,
a lot of it.
It was a seven-hour show.
Yeah, it was much better than I thought.
Speaking of shows, real quick before we get back to Christmas, January 10th at the Upstairs After Hours in Waterloo, Iowa, I will be doing a show with Don Dranagle. It's a free speech comedy show, so we can say whatever the fuck we want. Nice. I think he told jokes about Jews last time, which made me really uncomfortable, but it was okay because I think he was banging one at the time.
That's
so,
fair.
Yeah, so I think, you know, hey, right?
Why not?
Like when I was banging that Korean chick, I was all like, hey, Koreans eat dogs. And she looked right at me and she's like, yeah, but they don't eat cock tonight, buddy. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I should edit that out. good apple crisp or whatever the fuck this
apple
is.
Apple pie.
Apple pie.
Hot apple pie.
Hot apple pie. So that was your favorite gift?
Yeah. I also got, oh, God.
What's your runner up?
I got the fourth and fifth seasons of Sopranos. I got a Dremel. That was pretty cool.
Really?
Aren't those the best tool ever?
I haven't used it yet, and I have nothing I needed it for, but it's like one of the top tools I don't have that I want.
Use mine for everything.
What are you going to do with it? You're just going to use it to engrave shit?
I don't know. You can do all kinds of weird shit.
I'm just going to sand stuff.
I just have it to have.
Everything's better with a point on it. What the fuck am I? I'm popping.
You're clicking
bad.
Pretty bad.
I think I'm going to get a windscreen. Or a, the thing that goes the round thing that you see Celine Dion pound her chest and sing into. Yeah. I'm going to get one of those. I think it helps with your peas. Usually I'm pretty good about it, but I'm just like today. So your Dremel, you're excited about that?
Yes.
Yeah. I got a, we'll go to Adam first and then we'll go through it. Unless you have more stuff you want to talk about?
That was the highlight right there.
Okay. Adam. What's your favorite gift out of all your gifts?
I got the complete history of Marvel Comics, year by year breakdown. It's a book.
Awesome. Sorry, it just got unsmooth for a second.
That's what happens when it goes up your nose.
Yeah, I was snorting it. So that's a good. How many pages would you say, approximately?
Oh, it's from the beginning up to 2008. I don't have any idea how many pages there are, but
including the bad parts where they rewrote Spider-Man's mythology.
Yes. Easy. I also got from my children, I have not read any comics in a while.
Yeah.
And it's an older story, World War Hulk.
Oh, yeah. It's not that old. It's within the last year.
They got me a couple of, the graphic novels.
It trades.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the compendiums where it has several issues. I learned, and I didn't know this, and I still make the argument that it's still a graphic novel. It just... Whatever, but apparently those are called trades. A graphic novel is one self-contained story.
All right, well.
Supposedly. Those would be considered trade paperbacks.
Right.
Right. Have you read it yet?
Yes.
It's good.
It is good.
I heard it's good. I haven't read it yet.
It's really good, actually.
I think I'm going to pick it up. See, I have to wait. My birthday is next month.
Yeah, you don't want to be picking shit up.
Yeah, and it's just the shittiest time ever for good stuff to come out because I want to buy, there's a lot of trades that I want to buy right now because they're starting to become available on Amazon. And actually, Eric has a fucking trade I've been waiting to get forever, and he got it in hardcover. And I'm like, oh, it's the Angel After the Fall. It's basically season 6 of Angel. And I can't buy it from him yet because I don't know what Jenny got me for my birthday. And she is such a fucking great gift buyer that I'm very nervous all the time because I don't know what she's
just don't buy anything until
I know it sucks though because I want to get Gears of War 2.
Just don't buy anything until after your birthday.
So
it'll save your non-marriage, trust me.
I saw an advertisement at Maxim that what the fuck's the name of that game? BioShock 2 is coming out within 9 months.
I haven't played one.
Ghostbusters still
is MIA
June supposedly.
We're boring, Weller.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, that was that. So that which was your favorite gift was the World War Hulk?
I'd say
the Marvel deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Runner up World War Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably tied with my new money clip that Santa Claus brought me.
Yeah, Santa Claus, very short, bald Santa Claus.
Yes.
What is this? I don't fucking know. It's some gift for your wife from my fucking fiance. Those two bitches can't get their shit together. That's exactly what I said to
him. Good cover, by the way.
Yeah.
It made perfect sense.
Yeah. They're constantly making us fucking... We're mules, is basically what we are. She'll send the fucking Avon shit with him, and then I fucking take a check to him, and we fucking trade. Like in a fucking dark alley.
In a dark alley.
So it's kind of like the mafia then?
Sort of. Yeah. We're
just
mules.
Paying each other off so we both survive.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. Yeah. So
I do what I'm told.
Yeah. So I did it under the guise of I'm so fucking sick and tired of us having to fucking take care of their business. And I knew what it was the whole time. It was awesome. I got a change dish. Superman shaped. Yeah. It was fucking awesome. That was from the boys. I was like, this is the greatest present ever. It's kind of tough for me because I really love my Darth Vader lightsaber replica because I've always wanted one. But I had a sleeper present that I didn't expect to like nearly as much as I like. I got season 1 and 2 of My Name is Earl. Quite possibly the best television show ever made.
Never seen it.
Ha fucking hilarious. I'm fucking hooked on it like it's heroin.
I enjoyed that for probably maybe 6 episodes, and it turned to a one-trick pony for me.
Oh, fuck. I'm 2 discs in right now, and I'm just digging it. Like, because it always fucking, all the comedy comes from left field. Like, it's not predictable stuff. It's not like you're going to go, okay, now this is what's going to happen. It's like, fuck. And his relationship with Randy is gold to me. Because they were arguing about something the other day, and Randy says, I think that was Star Wars. He's like, no, Randy, it wasn't Star Wars. And Randy, I'm not shitting you. Dead air for a good 30 seconds of just Randy staring, and he just says matter-of-factly, no, I think it was Star Wars. And whatever it was completely wrong. And I'm like, this is the greatest fucking show ever made.
So basically, it's every argument you and Eric have ever had.
Well, except for... No, because Randy's a fucking idiot. Like, Randy's a special tard, man. It's Ethan Suplee from, you know, like, from Mallrats, Butterfly Effect. He's been in a shit ton of stuff. American History X, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was.
He is a fat
yeah.
That's right. In there.
Yeah, he's a lot less fat now.
Yes.
But still fat.
He's very angry in that movie also.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's a movie about fucking racists. Everybody's got to be angry. It's the rules. But I really like Ethan Suplee. You dumb bastard. It's a sailboat. A schooner is a sailboat, stupid head. Oh, yeah. Well, that guy over there, that's just the Easter Bunny. That's a man in a suit. Fucking great. Great fucking line. Mallrats. Yeah.
Good movie.
Have you even ever seen Mallrats?
That's where they hit the. They tried to hit the security guard with the roll of quarters.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
When did you? Did I show it to you once?
Nah, I don't know. I think my wife actually watched. She's a big fan of Mallrats.
Really? That's a fantastic fucking film. Fantastic. I would say the best of all of his films. The man whose name we shall not speak because his website would not pick us up. Moving right along. So that's my sleeper present. I got a lot of good shit. I got a compound miter saw.
Also those good. Are fun. Yeah. I got one of those last year.
Fucking doorbuster deal at Menards, $40.
Gave my 14-year-old nephew a tomahawk.
That was stupid.
It's outstanding.
Trying to ungay him a little bit? A
little bit.
All right, congratulations. Let me know how that turns out. Here, you got to scalp your enemies.
Just drive him to the North Woods and drop him off and tell him if he makes it back to town within a year that he can be your son again.
Ah. Ah, Gary Paulson's Hatchet.
Remember that? The Native Americans for years.
You remember that book? You remember that?
No.
You had to read it in like, everybody had to read it in sixth grade, Gary Paulson's Hatchet.
I didn't have to.
I ran into my sixth grade teacher at Smitty's the other night.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Juggy, I was getting the ladder for that. It was like a month ago. I was getting that ladder for the comedy show, the big ladder that he keeps in the back. And I'm trying to wiggle it out of there, and Juggy comes in, not, hey, can I help you get that ladder? It's, you remember Helen, don't you, Zach? I'm like, we didn't call her Helen. We called her Mrs. Cook. You know? I said, yeah, but do you remember me? And she goes, oh, yeah, I just couldn't believe you were doing stand-up comedy. I go, yeah, I was easily as loud and obnoxious then. She's like, no, you were really quiet. I'm like, then you don't remember me. That's somebody else.
She's confusing you because you had hair back then.
Sweet thing about Mrs. Cook, I was always taller than her. She's like 4'9".
Wow, that's a short
yeah,
lady.
She's like 4'9". Nicest lady in the world. 4'9". But she introduced me to Gary Paulson's Hatchet because in sixth grade, your teacher still read to you. And so we had...
Whose teachers read to them in sixth grade?
Yours. You're in resource.
My teachers didn't read
to me. Did you just fart?
I did. Jesus. That's the first one I've been able to trust like in 4 days, dude. It's a very triumphant moment.
Well, if you listen to last week's show, you hear me unzip for the ladies.
I'm sure Weller and Eric just fucking appreciated the shit out of that.
Yeah, but we can't read that book without Eric here.
Yeah.
It's,
I do have the book again because I didn't know if he'd show up or not, but I will say that I was like afterwards, I thought that was a hilarious little bit there, but I got to thinking, and the more I was thinking, the more enraged I got to the point where I wasn't at home. I was just totally, totally beyond pissed off.
About what?
The whole thing was a sham.
What
I
do
just
mean?
Want to say, and I, okay, like I start reading it, right? Here you go, Adam. Enjoy. We start reading.
Right.
And like initially, just I start laughing. Everybody else starts laughing. So I'm like, I can't control my lovemaking. You get the middle part.
Right.
Where's stuff starting to happen. And of course, Eric, it's the very end, the juiciest shit.
Dude, the humping isn't necessarily the best, though. Like
the words are better.
Well, dude, all the words are great in that book.
So I'm thinking, like, definitely, hands down, Eric won that last one for sure.
You guys wrote this on the air.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But I have a contest for the next show that is going, but I can't reveal it until it's time for the contest, that will level the playing field.
All right, because my idea was I have another passage yet, and I thought we would all read it like silently before we air, just right. So we know what's coming up there, so we can expect it.
Oh, I think
then we'll take turns each reading the same section, so we're reading the same words. Oh, I think
okay.
That'll be more
okay.
fair.
Okay, that might be fair, but I have the way that I'm going to do it totally levels the playing field. Totally, 120% levels the playing field.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, it'll be fantastic. It makes sense to do it this way. This is the natural progression of what we're doing.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So, yeah, it'll make it awesome. And actually, we should all be here for the next show, I believe.
The Fearsome Foursome?
I think so.
For the first time ever?
For the first time ever.
Never going to happen.
Fearsome Foursome, first time ever. It's alliteration. So that means it must be true.
The good thing is it's not peas.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I just thought of? I never took usually we take the clock down because it.
Oh, I'm sure it's.
Oh, I guarantee they're here now. No.
Wait, listen.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's there.
Ah, fuck it. We've gone this far. Might as well just leave it this time. So, yeah, I actually got a lot of really good presents, though. Jenny is the best present buyer ever. So I also got seasons. This is the kind of fucked up thing, and this is totally not her fault. I got seasons 2 and 3 of Family Guy. Because they were out of season 1. But she got a hell of a deal on these fucking DVDs. Family Guy, season 2 and 3. And My Name is Earl, season 1 and 2. They were $19.99 per season. And it was buy one, get one free. Fucking steal. Wow. Steal. Steal. She also got me a Greatest American Hero t-shirt. It's just a black t-shirt with the insignia in the center. And then she got me another Dr. Horrible sing-along blog t-shirt. That the one that I have is the hammer, and then underneath it says, "This is not the hammer." Well, the new one she got me, it's just the hammer. So it's basically his costume. I'm going to get some black mid-forearm link gloves and just wear them around all the time. It's going to be fucking awesome. I've actually bought her Dr. Horrible sing-along blog. Because remember last week I was playing her along because Eric had said that they did their Christmas early.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, Laura got me." And I was like, "That's out? What? Really?" So she had no idea she was getting it. She thought I was stupid and didn't know it was out.
She knew.
No, oh, yeah. She had no fucking idea. No. She was really, when she opened it, it was probably the most surprised she was of all the gifts, including the fucking really expensive remote start that I got her.
She knew.
Should have kept. She did not know.
Women know.
She didn't know.
Women always know.
She didn't know because I'm a good
liar.
The
only thing I know about women is they fucking know.
She knew.
Speaking of women, have you heard from your ex-girlfriend after the last show?
Yeah, she called me earlier today, actually.
Uh-oh.
Again?
We talk probably once a week.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She hasn't listened.
Oh, God.
She doesn't listen anymore.
But I felt obligated because she mentioned that she hadn't listened to tell her that she was mentioned. I didn't go too far to
be. See, you were supposed to not tell her anything. It was supposed to be a surprise. Because I felt she fucking had it coming. That's why. I'm still angry. I'm still angry. You don't fuck with my boy.
I'm sure she'll listen, and I'm sure there'll be some feedback.
You hurt my boy. You don't want to hurt my boy. There. Bullshit. Yeah, I can't wait. Hopefully she sends me some feedback. I'm pretty sure she knows better.
She's going to send you some feedback through the mail.
Like a bomb?
Or anthrax.
Yeah. If she's smart, she'd hook up with Laura because they know each other. So
they do?
Yeah, well, they both.
Oh, Laura times. From work.
Not Laura, Jeremy's Laura.
Okay, not Eric's Laura.
No.
Because that's Laura F. This is Laura W.
W.
Yeah. Hi, Laura W. I hope you're listening. Kiss my ass. All right, back to normal stuff. Yeah.
Any big plans for New Year's?
No. And here's why. It never lives up to the hype. Ever. I've yet to have a New Year's that lives up to the hype.
Well, we had some fucking marathons when we were kids.
Well, yeah, and I was talking to some of the guys at work tonight about that. When you're a kid, New Year's is fucking pimp, right?
Yeah,
you get
is.
To stay up late. Your parents go out and buy you a bunch of shit that makes noise, which is normally totally against the rules, right? And then they either go out and leave you with a sitter who lets you do whatever the fuck you want, or they take you to a party where the last thing they're worried about is where you are and what you're doing, right? Now it's like, okay, we're going to we get to stay up till midnight, which what time is it right now, gentlemen? It's 12:49 a.m. We stay up till midnight all the fucking time anyway. It's not really that big of a deal, right?
Midnight is my like 10 a.m. basically.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's understandable. You work third shift. The only thing that I look forward to on New Year's Eve anymore, I don't like to watch the ball drop. I think that's extremely boring and very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
I keep waiting to see if Dick Clark seizes up on air.
Well, supposedly he's hosting this year.
You supposed to look like JR?
Probably, because he's half paralyzed.
It's a slobber knocker. 10, 9, somebody stop that ball. Did you hear? 7, your crimson mask. 6, 5, I love Oklahoma. 4, 3, it's Kane. 2, 1. Shut up, Michael Cole. You shut up.
I heard they're adding a leap second.
A leap second?
Yeah, they are. That was in the news.
Hello?
There's controversy over that, too. People that study time are really pissed off because they're adding 1 second to this year.
What? Why?
To make up, because they're saying that Mother Earth doesn't know
how to tell time. Mother Earth don't know.
No, they're just, I don't know. They explained on the radio on the way over here and I forgot.
You're listening to fucking conspiracy in fucking radio again, aren't you?
Yes.
Don't listen to those guys, man. They steer you wrong.
I've listened to that shit before. It's quite funny. I love conspiracy theories.
So they're adding are they going to be like 10? 10.
No, yeah. They'll probably do it on 1. They'll probably do it on 1. 2. 1. 1.
Fooled you.
Stupid drunk
bastard. But you're not going to finish that? It's equal parts everybody.
All right.
See, Adam's a fucking Sally. We're finishing the rest of the apple pie beautifulness.
Yeah, that went way too quick.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's very good.
And still, you still didn't get as much as we did. But
that's all right.
Oh, this is going to be wonderful.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's the sex.
I'm going
to
say.
So they're adding a second. To the world clock or something?
It's something to do with the atomic clocks.
Yeah.
That apparently the world's wrong.
Kind of like that leap year every 4 years or 4.5 years, whatever.
Right.
I guess every 10,000 million years you have to add a second. Just to make the alignment
just
correct.
Just 1 second.
Yeah, 1 second.
Are they really that well calibrated that they're right to the second? No.
Here's my argument. Who gives a fuck?
You're going to give a fuck. You know why? Because one morning you're going to wake up, it's going to be fucking 10 a.m. and it's still going to be dark. And then you're going to be sorry.
No.
Well, they were showing on the news that there's people that are really upset over this.
There's going to be protests.
There's evidently
and shit.
People that just study numbers and time and they're just outraged.
So they don't think we should add a second?
Right.
Or they're pissed off because we haven't
been adding a second.
Because eventually it'll work itself out, or because it's a natural progression of time that I should be eating my fucking lunch in the dark.
I don't understand. I'm not going to pretend to understand it. I'm sure there's some forum somewhere that has a convention and they just talk about time.
Stefan, that's not one of the conventions we want to go to.
No,
so don't
get
us press passes for that.
Listen to me!
No second from 2008! No second!
You bastards! You owe me a second! I want it and I want it now.
You suppose they'll make a human chain in front of the atomic clock and won't let people buy?
For 1 second. They'll delay everybody for one second. You must stay here for 1 second.
Time is on my side.
Yes, it is.
Sorry. That's for you, Dan. Dan the complete bastard. DTCB on the quick stop boards. It was his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Oh, we did that good.
Wow, that was pretty damn good.
We did that good. Yeah. So congratulations on making it through another year without dying from acute alcohol poisoning or being smothered by several naked Asian women. He lives in Hong Kong.
We should go visit.
I don't know that I could go to Hong Kong because that's China owns that now, right?
I don't know. Do they have gongs?
They say they do.
I think I'd be uncomfortable going to China. China scares me, man.
They just had the Olympics there.
Yeah, and they scare me, man.
They love you as long as you stay where they want you to stay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I hear.
Because I'm good at following rules.
I bet you would be when you get your ass caned.
Yeah, that was Taiwan.
Whatever.
I'm just saying. Bangkok.
Oh!
Sucker. We all drank at the same time. That is awesome.
So good.
I don't care who you are.
That's outstanding.
There's not a word for how wonderful that is. I could get fucking drunk on that stuff. And I don't think puking it up would hurt that bad.
That would actually taste pretty. As far as all alcohols, I think that would taste the best to puke that back up again.
Yeah, I think that, man, that is fantastic. You should have brought 2 bottles. I can
go for. He told us the
I'll
recipe.
Bring four,
we know how to
which,
make it.
Yeah, it's.
I could get blackout.
And like I said, one recipe, well, you'll make seven or eight of these things.
Yeah, that's just what I need around the house: seven or eight bottles of just unlabeled liquor. Oh, God, I was so pissed off last night. I came home and I was talking to Fitzy on Instant Messenger, and he was half in the bag. And I'm like, well, I'll have a drink with you, you know? So I'll be right back. I go up, get, because there's still a shit ton of rum left because I bought way too big of a bottle. $30 bottle of rum I bought.
Love me some rum.
I thought it was going to go a lot further than it did. I mean, I thought it was going to, you know, but no. And so I go up to get some, and I look in the garbage, and there's an empty 2 liter of Coke. I'm like, those fucking kids.
No.
That 2 liter of Coke was full yesterday. Full when I went to work. Completely fucking empty when I got home. That's a lot of Coke for an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old to drink in one day. I'm like, God damn it. So I had to drink a 2-year-old Bud Light instead. Because I can't let the Reverend down when I tell Fitzy it's time to drink a drink together. I got to have something. I was not happy about it, though.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. What? What?
Nothing.
Yeah, so you don't have any.
What? Well, you got any plans?
For New Year's, no. I've only been to the bar once, actually. And
oh,
I did
terrible
not like
disaster.
It.
Nah.
Cover charge is too much. The band sucked and just people everywhere. I hate being in crowded bars. Just hate it with a passion.
Yeah, when fucking last comedy show, he's standing next to me and then he's gone. And I'm like, where the fuck are you? Did I call you or did I just text you?
You texted me.
Where the fuck
I've been
are
home
you?
For like 10 minutes, but you texted me.
Where the fuck are you? He's like, went home, hate people, goodbye. You're such a man of so many words, Weller. It's amazing that I actually got you. Okay, think about this. This is fucked up, and that segues well onto this. When I'm sitting around thinking of, I need to come up with a co-host now that Corey's leaving, which was like 15 episodes ago, right? I need to come up with a co-host. Who should I pick? I know. Maybe I should pick the guy that said the least words
in life.
And so it's funny because when I talk to people that know you, right, that, you know, haven't seen you in years, and I tell them about the internet radio show, and they're like, oh, who hosts that with you? I say, oh, Weller. Isn't that a lot of dead air?
So you just talk a lot and he grunts?
Yeah. You shouldn't have done that. You're just a boy.
What's wrong with me doing that little bitty boy?
And then quickly followed by, damn it. Weller was known for a good 3 years as the damn it guy. The guy that would, my dad still, yes. When I'm talking about you, I'll be talking about you to my dad, and then he'll just go, so what do you say to that? Damn it.
See, I did that for literally only, there's like a 3 months of my life where like, that was my thing. I did that for like 3 months, and it
but
was
But it
dead.
Always happened at
but
the-
But that's never the, been forgotten.
No, fuck no.
Because it always came at the best time.
Yeah. It was just, something would happen, everybody would just be kind of sitting there dejected, and then you just hear Willie go, damn it. So still to this day, my dad never fucking forgets anything. Like damn it. My dad's just proud that he's the first person ever to get you drunk.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. And then he got drunk and then got us lost on the way back from Mexico.
Like a 10-hour car ride back.
Oh, God, that fucking sucked. We went to Nogales, Mexico, and we just went right across the border, and we had lunch at this place called El Cid's, which I don't even think is open anymore. And they bring you out a pitcher of margaritas. It's a metal pitcher full of margarita juice, right? And so Weller was not a drinker at that time. He didn't drink at all, actually, did you?
At that point, I've had maybe two beers and maybe three shots my entire life at that point.
Were we 21 then or not?
We just talked about this because I was mentioning like idiots.
Right.
And I mentioned that we tried to buy alcohol and some lady refused to sell us alcohol because she was married in 1979 and it wasn't her 21st wedding anniversary.
Yeah, it was at the safe it's called Food City now. I can't remember what it was called then, but it wasn't called Food City. But yeah,
and this would have been it was spring break, so like March,
of
March.
We were way over 21.
Yeah, we turned 21 in January.
Yeah, so we went down, and so we go to Mexico with my dad and my stepmom, and we eat at El Cid's, really good food. Like it's basically like a 3-star Mexican restaurant. Like down there, it's 3-star. You know, up here it'd be
McDonald's.
Nah, not quite, but it'd be like La Margaritas.
Or Los
Cabos or something. Not terribly fancy. You know, you walk in there with jeans. But they bring us like six pitchers of margaritas. between the four of us. We're fucking, we're already half crocked. We leave there and go across the street to this like cantina. Like it was basically their version of a sports bar. And my dad starts ordering shots. We start ordering shots and the waiter comes over to the table and he's like, hey man, what was you like? And I'm like, do you have Dos Equis here? And he goes, yes. And he said it. He looked at me like I was fucking retarded, right? And I just couldn't figure out why. I was like, well, maybe, you know, maybe it's not really bottled here, you know? And so he takes everybody else's order, and then my dad orders four shots of tequila for all of us. And then he leaves. And after he leaves, I look up on the wall, and there's like a fucking 5x10 banner that says Dos Equis. Yeah.
Like massive fucking mural painted on the fucking wall.
I'm like, oh, now I understand why I'm an idiot. That's why. So we didn't even do much shopping there. Like normally that's why you go, is you go down there to fucking haggle them down and, you know, fucking Jew your way through their deal. Oh my God, I said Jew your way through. That's right. I said that at work tonight too to a guy at work, and he stops and he looks at me and he's like, can you say that? I'm like, yeah, I just did. So we were going to go. We had big plans. We're going to buy some fake Oakleys, a fake Rolex, and some other shit, right? So we end up in this fucking cantina for like 3 hours just getting shit-faced. And then we're like, well, we better get back. We're going to get back before dark. So we go back across the border, and my dad always tries to get me to say, when they ask if I'm an American citizen, he always tries to get me to say C. Because I'm, you know, I'm dark skinned and have big eyebrows, and maybe I'm a Mexican.
Help me.
Are you an American citizen? Chess.
Is it the Chevy?
Yeah, what kind of a car do you drive? A Chevy? yeah. Jesus.
So, Border Patrol guy did not like you either.
No, you know, apparently I'm just too cute for my own good. You know, I don't know. No, he fucking did not want to let me back in the country. I'm pulling out fucking school IDs, driver's licenses. I'm like, I'll suck your dick, man.
Leave me down here. Just
let me back in America. I'm too pretty for a Mexican prison.
Who's going to lie and say they're from fucking Iowa?
Yeah, no shit. No shit. Well, that's what finally got me off. He's like, well, where are you from in America? Iowa. Oh, fuck it. There you go. Across the border, there you go.
See a corn boy.
Well, because we had bought a bunch of booze down there too, and you're only allowed.
You know
what
would have been funny if he'd be like, really? What is the John Deere 3500 F series?
Like, I don't know. I live in a goddamn city. He's like, you're wrong. There's no cities in Iowa. Like, bullshit. Then where are you coming to work at IBP and shit? Huh? 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 Sorry, it's Tyson's now. I'm sorry. Where are you going to pluck chickens, pal? Yeah, so we finally get across the border. We find the car, which was a fucking trip because nobody remembered. We always used to park in the lot by McDonald's, which is where we parked, but we forgot how steep the hill was. It was a very awkward deal for everybody. So we finally get in the car, and my dad's driving. He's like, I know the way home. There's two exits to leave Nogales. Two. All you have to do is pick the right one. He missed our fucking exit. So if you take the wrong one because of mountain ranges and shit, you have to literally drive all the way to Tucson, which is an hour and a half away from Sierra Vista where we were going. So it's an hour to get there from Nogales. So we drive all the way to Tucson and then have to turn around and go to Sierra Vista.
Yeah, it should have been a little over an hour, end up taking about 4 hours.
Oh, it was fucking ridiculous. My dad to this day is still pissed because we fell asleep in the backseat. I was like, well, we probably would have stayed awake if it would have only been an hour trip.
It's like cactus, cactus. Ah, fuck, I'm going to bed.
Oh, fuck. And the nice thing was, since we did nap, we got back to the house 6 hours later and started drinking again. And ever since then, Weller can't get off the sauce.
I will thank your dad for getting me hooked on beer. I hated the taste of beer up to that point, but to this day, I still do not like margaritas, and I hate tequila. I'll do like a shot of tequila if someone buys it for me, but that's it. I'm done.
And neither one of us threw up or anything.
But after drinking a margarita, which I still do not like, and then a tequila, which I'm not a fan of, the taste of beer was fucking amazing.
I should probably break something to you now. You know what the liquor in a margarita is?
No.
Tequila.
That would explain it.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's too salty.
Well, you can ask for no salt.
I don't know. It's weird. I'm not a fan of it.
No, I like margaritas. I mean, not like 17 of them in a row. I'm not on Sex and the City, but, you know, I enjoy them.
Not a margarita guy.
No?
The foofy fruity drink that I like best that I actually don't like telling people.
Here it comes. Good.
I'm not going to tell people, man.
No, it's too late. Now you have to.
You just said you would.
I can't think what the hell they're called.
What's in it?
Peach something.
Schnapps?
No.
A fuzzy navel?
Yes.
You fag.
I went to the Mall of America with
and sucked a cock?
No, with my in-laws, and they had happy hour at this hotel.
And some guy fucked you in the butt?
No.
Oh.
I drank like 8 of them. Fuzzy not realizing navel? They were fucking alcoholic.
What? How did you not know?
I never knew.
So what's in it?
Alcohol and
yeah,
fuzziness.
But what's the alcohol?
Vodka, I think. And I don't like vodka.
Vodka really doesn't really.
Yeah,
have
it doesn't have
taste.
Much taste.
That's what got me. That's what got me in trouble with the fucking. What are they called? With the orange juice. Vodka and orange juice. Screwdrivers. That's what got me in trouble with the screwdrivers. I used to just sit with a big cup of vodka, mostly vodka, and a splash of orange juice in my house, watching fucking TRL in the afternoon with my roommate when I was in college. Get fucking shit-faced.
You have a problem.
Well, I tell you, maybe if I wouldn't have done so much of that, I could have got a real degree and a real job. Bullshit.
Outstanding.
We need some more of this apple pie stuff, man. Call your mom and have her bring it to us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll go.
Not much. Fuck, she's retired. She doesn't have anything to do tomorrow. Right?
She's got the daycare.
Ah, fuck it. She hired help, didn't she?
I see one of the parents coming to pick up their kid because the kid's sick and she's fucking making hooch in the fucking kitchen. Kids are crying.
I'll just put a little on their gooms and go right to sleep.
I'm sure they go over real well.
Ah, oh, fuck it. Come on. Yeah. That's why you only sit.
Yeah, fucking for the can't dig a joke. You
yeah,
know?
For real. Yeah. You know, the kids, they're fucking put a nipple on the bottle. The kid will knock right out.
Any awesome. New Year's resolutions?
To not be fat. Yeah, it went so well last year.
I'm going to stop doing blow. I have full intentions on starting cocaine this week, actually.
Just so you can stop?
Yeah, I'm going to plan on buying some.
Before midnight tomorrow?
I'll buy some tomorrow, and then I'm just going to quit cold turkey on New Year's. That's my resolution. You know, it's going to be tough. You know, it's something really hard to kick from out of here, but I think I can do it. So just have me in your prayers. That's all I ask, and... I'll try to defeat this with the help of my friends.
I can just see Weller. He does one line at like 11:45, right? And then at 1 o'clock, he's like, "Oh man, I'm chasing, man. help me out. Just give me a taste. Just give me a taste." Like, dude, you've only done one line of coke in your life, okay? No, it's.
I know what I'm gonna do
me.
Too.
Don't judge.
He'll be in rehab on the second.
Like, he'll be on the intervention show on the fifth.
My dream is to do a line of blow and listen to Huey Lewis Sports, my on record in reverse. And then I quit.
All right.
So I'll let you know how that went.
Oh, please don't let us know how it went, actually. It's probably better if neither one of us know that it happened. Oh, Jesus. So what are you doing? Are you going to just sit at home or what?
I'm sure someone will call me out. One of my neighbors actually said he's probably going to go out to one of the dive bars and just have a beer or two.
Make sure that you're somewhere where you can watch NBC at midnight. Because every year, Conan O'Brien does his Happy New Year's to the Central Time Zone.
And so Carson's not going to be there? Because usually I've been working the last few New Year's, but the last one I caught, Carson Daly was on it and just... That maybe want to vomit.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be on it or not, but he always does that deal where the guy dresses the pig comes out, the guy dresses the ear corn, and the guy dresses the state of Nebraska. And that is fucking gold, baby. Gold. I don't know what he's going to do once he switches time slots. Because, you know, he's taking over
for
March. Yeah. Bullshit. There will no longer be a Happy New Year to the Central Time Zone. I just think that it's nice that he includes us. Because what the hell does fucking Conan O'Brien know from Iowa? Apparently thinks Nebraska's the only one out there. Bitch.
Corn.
Corn. Corn and pigs. Corn and pigs. Corn and pigs. Smell of money, bitches. That's a fucking Bush Light. I had a Shell when you guys got here, and then we drank this apple pie stuff, which is...
out fucking standing.
It is. It is. Speaking of hyphenated swear words, I think we should take just a half a second to say congratulations to our good friend, Chicken Charlie, for his retirement.
Yes, yes, we should.
No one is going to know what we're talking about, but he's a fantastic gentleman, and he well-deserved retirement. And when asked if it was time, he probably wanted to reply, abso-fucking-lutely. So there's that.
I think he did reply with that a couple
times. So there's that. I know he doesn't even have a computer, so I know that he's not listening, but I think it's important.
He has a phone, we've learned.
Yeah, don't fucking start me on that Podline bullshit. You know, if anybody should be using that, it's you. When was the last time you actually listened to a fucking episode of Misinformation, Weller?
I listened to the last one that Eric did that I wasn't on.
Like, that was like a year ago, wasn't it?
Or I listened to Cabin Fever, and I...
Oh, really?
I listened to the ones Eric's on because I'm not there, so I want to hear you guys talk about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, great. And I listened to Cabin Fever.
Just
you know what? There's a
just
fucking,
like everybody else in the world.
There's a fucking competition going on right now on the fucking Quick Stop. Granted, everybody's voted already, but the second to last award on the Quick Stop Entertainment Awards is Best Podcast. And if you're not, did you vote?
I didn't even know about
Jesus
this.
Christ!
I voted for Cabin Fever.
Oh, shut up. You don't even know how to use Quick Stop. What the
fuck? Fitzy loves me, so I'd vote for Cabin Fever.
You're an asshole. God damn it. Fuck. You're a Palin. She probably voted for Brock, too. Fuck. You know, Jesus Christ. Grand. You know, I'm going to start one on Pop Syndicate. I'm going to start a yearly award show on Pop Syndicate. And we'll do the poppies. Maybe that's what we'll do. Yeah? Yeah, so take that, Aaron Poole. Actually, he does a bang-up job of putting that award show together because he has Antonio Bay design all the awards and stuff. It's actually pretty pimp. I only say this because I've already won one award.
I'm a little behind on Cabin Fever, but I heard they were giving out awards for their own fans.
What?
I haven't quite got to that yet.
What do you mean they're giving
out? I read some of it on the posting boards.
They're giving out, you mean?
For the best, like, Cabin Fever listener.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Probably go to Louise.
She was going to get the best female, obviously.
She's good looking. She's a cute girl.
Not bad.
Yeah. Never Not seen bad her. At all. Just like to hear her talk.
You know, we haven't given anything away in a while. We should come up with a contest.
Did you ever send his?
Yeah, he's got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. The glitter hath arrived as of, like, fuck. Well, Weller was with me when I mailed it.
It was only, what, 6 months
ago?
Yeah,
we sent that a month ago, maybe?
That's not the point. The point is that he got it. The point is that we kept up our end of the fucking bargain.
Yeah, we never said we were going to give it to him right away. We just said we'd give it to him in our defense.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. You know what I would love to see, though? He likes to take lots of pictures. I would love to see a picture of his old lady with the glitter on. I mean, she can be wearing clothes. I'm not saying that she has to be naked. I'm just saying it would be very awesome. JK did his photographic prowess of his old lady covered in, like, glitter.
But it'd be better if she was naked.
It would be better if she was naked. I'm not lying. But I'm just saying that that's probably an unrealistic goal. We need to set our sights realistically.
Cleavage, something?
Oh, yeah, right on the fucking...
How savage. About the most interesting photograph anybody can send us?
We'll bust out something
actually,
out of the prize closet?
Actually, yeah. Oh, you know what? I think we do have a gift to give away. Remember when we said that we hadn't gotten any Halloween costume pictures?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Big Al sent us a picture.
Oh, no.
Of him dressed as Batman. A Batman that has quite obviously let himself go.
That happens over time, you know.
It's...
Was it me and you that were talking about possibly going as Batman and Robin, only you would be Batman and I would be Robin?
That would be fantastic. That would be hilarious. That would be great. Or if we went as George and Lenny, and I was Lenny and you were George. That'd be fantastic. So I think we should give Big Al something. I actually talked to him the other night, and because I told him, I go, well, you missed the deadline by about 3 months, brother, but I think we can come up with something for you.
What do we got in the prize closet?
Well, we still have several CDs. Soul Asylum, Let Your Dim Light Shine, Better Than Ezra, Friction Baby, and we still have the Gin Blossoms, but I think we're saving that for a special game. I think we're saving
best
that.
Best of, like, the worst high school music.
Okay, here's
late 90s.
Here's our competition. It's kind of, we're going to spur off of yours. Best picture utilizing glitter.
Ooh, I like that.
Right.
So,
but with the caveat, there has to be a person in the picture somehow. And no wieners. No wieners.
No, there'd be like text there accompanying the photograph.
It can be, but there doesn't have to be. I mean, if you want to add a caption to try to make it funnier or whatever, yeah, sure. Send your submissions to misinformationpodcast@gmail.com.
Is that our email address?
Yes. Are you serious?
I didn't know we had email.
Yeah. We actually have several of them, but that's the one I've been using lately. Yeah. And for Christ's sake, don't forget to post on the boards at popsyndicate.com. Join. Yes. Sign up.
Come join. It's
maybe you should sign up.
Maybe I should.
We probably should explain how to sign up because I'm kind of an idiot to computers, and it did take me quite a while to find out how to sign up.
Well, you pretty
have
much
you ever
just
watched me try to sign like online?
You can't be worse than me because I'm fucking horrible.
It's painful.
I still type like a hunt and peck with my fingers.
Oh, fuck. I type like 70 words a minute. You guys kill me. Like,
it's like a rhinoceros trying to fuck a monkey.
Yeah, that's how I am.
There's sometimes
exactly.
When we'll have to like type something for work, and I will make him fucking just dictate it to me. I'll dictate. Kind of salty. Kind of salty. You just basically go to the – there's a top right-hand corner where it says like – log in or something.
Yeah. Looks, go to where you would go if you were already a member.
Yeah, click on it,
and then it'll tell you how to do it.
What's this place called again?
PopSyndicate.com.
I should probably know that.
PopSyndicate.com.
What do I do on it?
You can go check out. It's really, you can do all kinds of shit. Like it's basically a pop culture website. It's pretty fucking pimp, really. I mean, if
you know, the funny thing is everybody thinks that we're doing like a plug here. I really don't know.
Really?
No. Yeah, you don't. But, no, I agree with Adam here. You guys lost.
You don't. Well, to give you an idea, it's pretty basic.
There's whoever you are. There's something for you. I guarantee on that site.
Yeah, it's popsyndicate.com. It's
PopSyndicate.com. Your one stop for all your unhealthy obsessions. Breaking news and in-depth reviews on all of your favorite movies, music, TV shows, podcasts, comics, books. PopSyndicate.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, that honestly. Pretty much does it.
That pretty much
everything
wraps it up. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go home tonight and get on my computer.
Are you? You like get on it and like
do that or hit it with a hammer.
Oh, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. That's a new computer, man. It's actually very similar to that computer. Same screen, I think.
Yeah, whatever.
That's great. The microphone's for talking into. You were doing so well, too.
Up until this point.
Yeah, we're coming down the home stretch, and you're just like,
I want everybody to know.
What are you talking about? What?
I finally got my own pair of headphones.
Those aren't yours.
No, they're not mine, but I have headphones to use.
It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
And I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I now have a microphone and headphones. I still don't have a chair to sit at the big boy table.
Well, what you need to do is you need to go out and buy a pair of cheap ones like that.
Yeah, I will.
Because that would probably make you. Actually, Eric leaves those here, though. Cause
I have two pair of good headphones.
Actually, don't, because he's got two pair of good headphones.
I'll just throw two in my Jeep and don't worry about it.
I threw two in your Jeep once.
That's when I had to go get fixed. I drove that gay-ass PT Cruiser.
Fuck that, man.
That was awesome.
Good lord.
Should have kept it.
It was better than Neon. They gave me a Neon once.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Did it start?
Yeah, it did.
Like
Dodge Neon? It didn't want to, but yeah.
Oh, do you guys, real quick, do you hear somebody's telling me at work tonight that they're not going to do an economic stimulus check? This year,
it's not for consumers; it's for corporations.
Well, yeah, but they're because they were talking about doing another stimulus check like they did early in the year.
Yeah,
but what they're going to do is they're going to give everyone a $500 deduction. Your thoughts?
Fine with me.
Whatever.
Well, that was just informative as hell. Never mind. I try to do something.
No, I have my tax returns basically going to be spent anyway. The new computer, can't wait.
Yeah, I think me too. I'm building my desktop monster so that we don't have to keep doing bad edits.
My computer's one. I need a new washing machine and I need a bicycle. That's where my tax money's going.
Bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
Bicycle.
It's way better when you do it. All right, I'm finishing my Busch Light here. And you know what? Chris the Mexican is right. Sometimes it just tastes good.
What the hell are you talking about?
Bush Light.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, Bush Light. What? What the fuck? What did I miss here?
How'd that dictate?
Kind of salty. Woo! All right. You know what? I think now is as good a time as any to fucking bow out gracefully on this deal. It's officially New Year's Eve right now. So at this time, I would like to wish all of our listeners a very, very, very happy New Year. May all the acquaintance be forgot. I don't know what that.
What does that mean?
Song, I don't know what that song fucking means.
It means your friends are probably losers, so ditch them and get new loser friends.
I was gonna say that you were making something up, but that sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. So thank you for listening through an entire year of misinformation. So we will, starting next week's show, we will have spanned the year of 2007.
We are now a year old.
Yes, but we will have broadcast in the year 2007, 2008, and next year's episode, next week's episode, 2009.
Hasn't happened yet.
Oh, it will. I bought all this fucking shit. I'm going to use it. wishing you and yours the very best new year and the best of luck in the days to come. From misinformation, from our family to yours, happy new year. Thank you for listening to Misinformation episode 39. I'm Zach.
I'm Willie.
I got poop.
I love you.